Good morning. Prime Minister Mariana Rajoy says there will be no impunity for ETA despite the separatist group's announcement that it is disbanding. In an audio statement provided to the BBC, the Basque organisation said it had ceased all political activity. It first announced it was disbanding in a letter to Basque organisations that was leaked yesterday. The audio statement was delivered by Josu Ternera, the separatist former military leader who is still on the run. In what he describes as a final statement to the Basque country, he says the group's journey has ended. But Prime Minister Rajoy said in a speech in northern Spain yesterday, no matter what ETA does, there is no room for impunity for its crimes. ETA can announce its disappearance, but its crimes do not disappear, nor do the efforts to pursue and punish them, he said. The United Nations has condemned the lenient verdict over the gang rape of an 18-year-old in Pamplona, saying it underestimates the damage suffered by the woman. Also, nearly 2,000 psychologists and physicians in Spain have signed an open letter to the Ministry of Justice. Judges at the Navarra Regional Court decided that the young woman from Madrid had not been raped because there was no force or violence. The court did not find the five men guilty of rape, which carries a sentence of over 20 years, but instead of the lesser offence of sexual abuse, subject to a 9-year custodial term. Filming for the TV series Game of Thrones will force the complete public closure of a historic site in Spain for 2 weeks. Last year, producers, HBO, filmed scenes for Series 7 at the ruined Roman amphitheatre in Italica in Santa Ponce in Sevilla. The scenes in the Dragon Pit featured the largest ever gathering of characters in the show's history. And from now until May the 18th, the entire Italica site will be closed to the public for the production crew to shoot scenes for its 6th episode, 8th and final series in 2019. It'll be only possible to visit the viewpoint of the old Roman theatre. And then from May the 19th to the 28th, only the Roman amphitheatre itself will be closed off, with the rest of the site open for public access. And local police in Mijas have arrested a 38-year-old man in Las Lagunas for the alleged crime of domestic violence. Residents raised the alarm after a woman's cries for help were heard and officers went to the house in question. The door was answered by a woman who had visible wounds on her face and neck. Her abuser was also in the home, along with 2 children, aged 6 and 7. According to media reports, the woman had locked herself in a room, but the suspect forced his way in and attacked her. The man was carrying a large weapon and tried to resist the police. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.